Yesterday, we aired Youth Radio's profile of two teenagers who escaped the sex trade in Oakland, California. Today, in the second half of our series, Trafficked, we'll hear how city police and community groups are fighting to save kids from the streets.
According to the Oakland District Attorney's Office, a mid-level pimp trafficking just four girls can make more than $500,000 a year marketing those girls on the street and online. Police say there are criminal networks that are moving into sexual exploitation of minors. The money is as good as selling drugs and safer. That's because few traffickers are prosecuted and prison sentences are relatively short. Youth Radio's Denise Tejada and Brett Myers have the story.
Oakland is known as a center for sex trafficking, with a specialty in children. Police say Oakland youth are trafficked from their hometown out to other sex hubs like Portland, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and Atlanta. Prosecutors and youth advocates are both frustrated by California law, which makes it difficult to prosecute pimps and johns, and easy to go after the girls.
I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. Remember, priority number one is safety, right? Undercover officers, make sure you're aware of your 360 the entire time. No surprises out there, please.
In downtown Oakland Police Headquarters, Lieutenant Kevin Wiley is briefing a group of FBI agents and police officers about to go on a sweep. Until 4 years ago, Lieutenant Wiley's Vice and Child Exploitation Unit prioritized arresting johns. But those operations and the funding that made them possible have been cut. Instead, the Oakland Police Department now targets the children who've been trafficked in an effort to get them off the streets and to get them to give up the names of their pimps.
We're out there looking for pimps, anybody involved in human trafficking. If we can pick up some of the girls, that's great. We're targeting children the best we can, but we do want to get the big fish, that is the pimps out there.
Youth Radio producer Brett Myers went on the Oakland PD sweep.
Undercover cops driving beat-up used cars drive out to East Oakland's International Boulevard, the center of Oakland's red light district, known as the Track. A plainclothes officer watches from across the street as a young woman in a short skirt stands on the corner outside an empty storefront. A squad car pulls up. For these sweeps, police use a county probation rule that prohibits girls with prior prostitution arrests from going near International Boulevard. Police say they don't have to see a girl making arrangements to get paid for sex to arrest her. Two officers from the squad car approach the woman, handcuff her, and drive her to a command center consisting of a police van parked behind a nearby Lucky supermarket.
It's busy. We've been out for about 45 minutes, and we already have five girls that we've detained, arrested. One is a juvenile, so they're going to be doing an interview with her.
The 15-year-old girl is separated from the adult prostitutes and placed in the back of a police car. She's wearing short shorts and sandals with shiny silver straps crisscrossing up to her mid-calves. Police question the girl. A victim advocate contracted by the county is nearby and will remain in close contact with her throughout the booking process.
What's the zip code out there? Your zip code?
The police officer uses the victim's pink cell phone to dial her parents about 200 miles away in Fresno, California.
All right, so what's going to happen now is she's going to go down to the police department in the juvenile hall section, and then more likely you're going to have to come get her later on sometime tonight, okay? I understand that you're in Fresno, but do you have any family members out here, adults?
To release this girl, police have to put her in the custody of her parents or a legal guardian.
Okay, I'm just letting you know that she's under arrest for soliciting prostitution, okay?
Police say the girl's parents never did pick her up. She was sent to juvenile hall, and she never divulged the name of her pimp. By the end of this sweep, police had arrested seven adult women, three girls, one pimp, and no johns. It's a small victory. Police estimate 100 youth are trafficked as prostitutes on Oakland's Track every night.
2031, 11500 activity in the block of 8B and Birch Street.
Though they arrest few pimps and prosecute even fewer, Oakland police insist arresting the girls is a necessary first step towards shutting down sex trafficking. But many child advocates disagree.
The reason why we arrest them is because they're the easiest person to arrest.
That's Nola Brantley. She was trafficked as a teenager, and now she runs Missy, a program that helps girls get out of the sex trade.
It's hard to arrest the Johns, and they represent many different facets of society and life. It's hard to arrest the exploiters because of the amount of evidence that's necessary. So the easiest person to arrest is the child.
Brantley says these children are not really prostitutes.
Every act of what's being quote-unquote called prostitution with these children is actually an act of child sexual abuse, and to take it further, child rape. So do I think children who are raped should be criminalized? No, I don't.
Alameda County Assistant District Attorney Charmaine Bach counters that arresting the girls is actually a way to save them. It gives the county a way to introduce victimized girls to social services.
Having a court involved with a case hanging over your head provides that added incentive to stay in a program at the end of which a great likelihood exists you will recognize that you were in fact exploited.
Bach insists that the logistics of going after the men are daunting.
It's very hard to get a hold of those Johns because by the time you hear about it, they're just a number. It's the child telling you, I had sex with 15 different men yesterday. They're long gone.
And there's another factor making it easier for Johns to buy sex and for pimps to make money, the internet. Yesterday, we heard from Brittany and Darlene, two teenagers who escaped the sex trade on Oakland streets and also online. To protect their safety, we're not using their real names.
He had me on Craigslist, Redbook. And there was another one. I think it was like Arrows something. Arrows Guide, I think, or something like that.
Arrows Guide.
Yeah.
Craigslist has removed the section that was used for sex trade. But there are many other sites. Thanks to the internet, what used to be a local prostitution business is now global. Marty Parker, who works in human trafficking cases for the FBI's Oakland office, says pimps aren't invisible to law enforcement.
Even though these guys think they're not leaving any track online, they are. Just a pimp posting an ad for these girls on myredbook.com, that gives us our interstate nexus right there, and we can then bring federal charges against him.
But Parker says that doesn't mean they'll be prosecuted anytime soon.
We could do it every day if we had the manpower to do it. Unfortunately, there's too few people in the FBI who work these cases.
Youth Radio's investigation has uncovered another crucial part of the online sex trafficking infrastructure. Girls describe photo studios in Oakland where young women pose in sets that look like bedrooms. Studios provide lingerie, wigs, and makeup. Some routinely upload X-rated photos and write and post online sex ads in other cities. Child advocates say the laws need to catch up with what's happening online and on the street. Because America's girls are out there day and night for sale. For NPR News, I'm Denise Tejada.
Our story was produced by Youth Radio. At our website, you can find photos from the sting we heard about, as well as a link to firsthand stories of street life. There's also a pimp's handwritten business plan that was seized by Oakland police. That's at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.